Don't forget, you can catch up on all the cricket action with KO Minis T20 World Cup, exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. Adam Gilchrist is on the line. Morning, mate.
Yeah, Matty. How are you, mate?
Are you out for a run or something?
Nah, mate. I'm just rushing out of the studio. I've been in the studio doing our program over here, and then I had to do a quick catch-up on a Zoom, and then I wanted to make sure I spoke to you today because there's so much going on in the world, certainly in the world of cricket, and there was an F1 that we're all up early for to watch. But I've got to say, mate, I'm guessing that Big Jimmy Smith, he's got to be 50th if my calculations are right, because he opened the bowling for a team that I was a part of in primary school, in the Riverina District Primary School team. He was charging in off the long run, so I reckon we're of similar age, and I know I've got a milestone coming up soon, so happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yep, mate, you've got it in one. So he's at the half century, he's raising the bat, and you're going to do it. So when do you join in?
Yeah, I'm in a few weeks, mid-November. I'm same birthday as Prince Charles. That's where I get my ears from. So, yeah. Anyway, that's another story. A bit going on overnight, wasn't there?
Formula One. I mean, I love this place, and we've spoken about the circuit of the Americas and the year that we took supercars there. I love it. However, it can fall into a bit of line astern the way it rolls out. Good for Formula One fans, I think. But as a spectacle, when you're trying to get others in, sometimes it hits and sometimes it misses. But pretty solid performance from Daniel this morning. He had a pretty good battle along the way and had some fun and ended up in the top five. So not a bad effort from Dan.
Yeah, his most challenging time was the first lap, wasn't it, against his teammate and one of the Ferraris. It was a game of cat and mouse, but he held his position and then he improved on from where he started, didn't he? Went up one from P6 to P5. So it was a nice drive, and it got close without quite living up to at the front of the race, didn't it? Lewis put the foot down but couldn't quite get the job done to close it over those last few laps. But, gee, it is an amazing spectacle. It looks amazing on TV, that track. And it was, 400,000 people or so across the weekend there. So they've returned. And then you look on the flick around the screens. We had Scotty McLaughlin on, actually, this morning. And he was kicking himself. He's over there in the US, obviously, after his Rookie of the Year effort in IndyCar. And he said, I chose not to go. I could have gone and watched and been there, but I chose to watch from home. And I'm kicking myself that I wasn't there. But... it is a smorgasbord of sport over there, and the NFL, the crowds there. You know, to hear Daniel Andrews talking about potentially 80,000 at Boxing Day in Melbourne, very exciting. And they've certainly moved on, and they've got huge crowds across all their sport in the States now.
Yeah, I played our listeners Dan Ricciardo's Texan accent interview that he did. Mate, how good was he? He stuck to his guns the whole way through and did not falter. So let's quickly talk some cricket before we wrap it up. Is wobbly the word to describe Australia's opener against South Africa? I mean, they got there, they did what was needed, but a few little wobbles along the way?
Wobbles with the bat, and that can happen. The hardest thing to do in cricket, Matty, as you know, is to hit the winning runs. And particularly in conditions like that over there. But, a little bit of a wobble, but they got it done. But I'm focusing more on the first half of the game where they were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Stark probably went searching a bit too much, but that's his strike power, is searching with the swinging full ball with a white ball, but he paid the price. Finch whipped him off, got Hazelwood on, absolutely perfection. He was brilliant. Cummins was outstanding for his... basically second game in 5 or 6 months. Maxwell did the job. So they were brilliant for the first half, and they'll know that they can improve with the bat, but they got the job done. So there was more positives than negatives from the way I look at it.
And just a quick one, what did you make of, I mean, some incredible storylines, victory by Pakistan over India by 10 wickets, that was extraordinary. As you would well know, the reaction around that would be enormous, but also the West Indies just losing the plot, not turning up properly.
Yeah, some of the worst stroke selection I've seen from any team, not just the West Indies against England, but last night in the Sri Lanka-Bangladesh game, there was some pretty poor shot selection as well. But the West Indies can do that, can't they? They can get 200 or 50. I wouldn't say that they're written off yet, but I don't expect them to go It's a bit of an ageing group of West Indians, and they are the title holders from 5 years ago, but I think the time's moved on a little bit and a few other teams. And that statement from Pakistan also spoke to big Matty Hayden, who's there as batting consultant with them, and he's really diving into that role there, full of passion and intensity, which is his way. Imagine that if Pakistan got through to the final against Australia. And on one dugout, you got Justin Langer, and on the other, you got Matty Hayden. Who would have thought?
Two raging bulls eyeing off each other. One the little angry ant and one the big angry ant as well. You saw them firsthand, mate. You know exactly what they're like. Good on you, Gilly. Thanks, mate. Have a good day and let's catch up again soon.
Good on you, mate. See you later.
Adam Gilchrist there. You can catch him on SENWA, so co-host of Gilly and Goss. And don't forget, you can catch up on all the action of cricket with KO Mini's T20 World Cup. It is exclusive to Fox Cricket and available on KO. So Australia's next match will be against Sri Lanka. That'll be Friday morning at 1 a.m. So Sri Lanka, Friday morning, 1 a.m.